You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. This is Jane Theresa Anderson, and today we have Jen on the line. Hello, Jen.
Hi, Jane. How are you going?
Oh, wonderful, thank you. What have you been dreaming?
This is a last night dream. I had this dream that I was actually at a fair, and I was trying to strap this baby, who I think was one of my sons, but it was kind of like a combination of both of them when they were very young, and trying to strap him into this ride, but I couldn't get the clip to go on. So I was really scared that the ride was going to take off and the baby was going to fall out. But then the next part of the dream, it's kind of skipped a bit to that I was out of the fair and I was walking up this hill, and at the top of the hill, there was this party where there was all this food. And I went into the party and I had brought really boring food to the party in rice cakes, and everyone else had brought like chocolate cakes and really nice things. And I picked up one of the chocolate cakes and I tasted it, and it tasted terrible, so I put it back down. But then I went to the next table and there was more chocolate cake, so I picked up the next one and it tasted really yummy. And so I decided that I'd change it for my rice cakes instead. and I actually took them with me out of the party, and when I got outside, I put them all into my car and drove off with them. But when I drove off, I drove to the shopping center. And when I got to the shopping center, there were heaps and heaps of people there, and I actually got lost in the shopping center. And I got really self-conscious about being in the shopping center. And then as I went along, the food didn't seem to be important or anything, but there was somebody else with me. I wasn't quite sure who it was. And but I remember the person saying to me, I think it was a female, saying to me that we had to get to the train station, but we couldn't find the train station because the shopping center was so busy.
Mm-hmm.
So it sort of finished up at the end of the dream when I sort of wanted to get out of the shopping center, but just felt completely lost and didn't know where to go, and got quite frustrated too.
Quite frustrated. So. Just a couple of questions, Jen. Do you know what you were in the shopping center for? Was it connected with the chocolates that you had in your car, or was it a completely different part of the dream?
No, it seemed to be completely different, yeah.
Okay. And one other question. You know, you said that the two little boys were like a conglomeration of both of your sons. But
yeah,
quick gut response, what kind of age was the baby in the dream?
Like a toddler.
So that's
like,
about
12, 15 months, 18 months,
okay,
maybe.
Okay, that's great. So when you dream of a baby in a dream, even though it's sort of maybe a little bit like a person you know, take the age of the baby, which you just said 12, 15, 18 months, and ask yourself, what's been in my life for 12 to 15 to 18 months? Now, because you went 12, 15, 18, I'd say it's something that's been in your life for 18 months. You maybe dropped it. You reintroduced it again at 15 months. You maybe dropped it. You've maybe reintroduced it again 12 months ago. So have a little think about that. It'll probably take you more than this call to work that one out. But it's something, we're talking about something that's been in your life for about 18 months. This time round, because it's a fairground and you've got something that goes, you're putting them on a ride and rides go round and round and round and round. So it's like this time round, 18 months ago, it's a cycle of something, and maybe you're just starting it again and you're feeling a bit wobbly about it. Like, I'm not really sure. You can't put the catch on. Can't put the clip on. I don't feel safe about this. I'm not sure that this is what I want to do. I don't feel safe about it. So something, and it may be something that you keep trying to put out there. And every time you hit the 18-month mark, you think, oh, no, maybe I don't want to do this after all. So have a think about that to begin with. And then we move to all the party food. And you've got on the one hand something like rice crackers, which probably isn't that exciting, as you say, and something like the chocolates, and at least one brand of the chocolates were very exciting. So have a think about what, and food is about nutrition. So think about, well, what, how do I nurture myself and nourish myself in life, not just physically with food, but mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Because this is a similar thing. What you're trying to put out there and what you're frightened of, am I going to let it go on this ride? Because, you know, what in my life am I going on a ride and is it going to be too fast for me? And is it going to be nourishing for me? Is it going to be like eating rice cakes or is it going to be like eating wonderful chocolate? And somewhere in the dream you decide, well, actually, I'll take the chocolate option. I'll take the, this is good for me. I love this thing. And isn't it interesting that you can taste in dreams? And you go to a shopping center. A shopping center is a place of either major choice or choice to buy or choice to sell, but you're completely lost. So there's the feeling at the end of the dream of great frustration. It's like I've got so many options. It's just like being at a shopping center. I've got so many options and I feel totally lost about which way to go here. The reason I would say there's somewhere in your life where you feel like that, where you feel I've got so many options. I just don't know which way to go and I feel so frustrated. And the reason that that might be so is because you might be feeling a bit of fear about letting a project that's about 18 months old really come to fruition. How does that relate?
Sounds like me to a T, to be quite honest. Yeah, definitely, because it was about probably 12, 15, well, up to, about January last year that I made a major decision in my life to change careers, and but I still do have quite a bit of fear around that and moving on. So yeah, you definitely hit the nail on the head there, I think.
Okay, so what we can do now that you know exactly which situation this is referring to is, okay, you've got fear in the dream, fear of how fast is this ride going to take me, do I really want to go on this ride? So your first step is to ask yourself that question, do I want to go on this ride? Do I, and presumably because this is a career change you've got in mind, you do want to take this new ride. So the thing is then to look at the dream and use the symbols in the dream to change the fear into confidence and a love of what you do. So I think we'll go back to the first part of the dream, which is putting the boys on the ride or the boy on the ride, and visualize while you're awake putting the boy on the ride, but having the ultimate wonderful safety strap, you know, the best safety strap there is ever, and knowing also that this ride is so safe and so wonderful and so perfect and so joyful. And even visualize yourself getting on the ride as well and feel yourself going on the ride, but make it really, really, really good. So this is a dream alchemy practice. It's a way of visualizing the symbols in the dream, but rearranging them so that you reprogram your unconscious mind from a state of fear of going on this fast journey to a state of joy and love about going on this journey. How does that sound?
It sounds great.
Well, go girl, and maybe you'll be phoning the show in another year's time and telling us exactly where that ride took you.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for sharing your dream. Thank you. Well, thanks for listening to another edition of The Dream Show. You can find more information about dream interpretation and analysis on my website at www.dream.net.au. And my audiobook, 101 Dream Interpretation Tips, is also an excellent reference that will help you interpret and understand your own dreams. And it's also available from the Lifestyle Pod Network. So for more information, visit my website or lifestylepodnetwork.com for more details. Thanks for joining me today. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and I'll see you next time for The Dream Show.
If you've had a dream you'd like interpreted on this program, send your email to thedreamshow@lifestylepodnetwork.com. You can also follow Jane on Twitter at twitter.com/dreamsite. The Dream Show is a production of Dreamsite Corporation for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.